The running back that we were talking about, his name is Richard Young. He's from Lehigh Acres. He is a member of the Lightning football team. He is the number one running back in the country. Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State are his final three. Jeez, Richard, at least have some variety there. I mean, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State. Bill O'Brien is recruiting him from Alabama. What a dad. Oh, and C.J. Spiller is his lead contact from Clemson. I tried, but the kid is, I don't know if he realizes that it does get a little bit chilly in Columbus, not wanting to go somewhere where it's cold. Yeah, that's okay. He's a Florida kid. He'll learn soon enough. In the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, Eric tweets at GarySharp1620, is Santino Panico still returning punts next year? We are in the middle of Oliver Martin playing the role quite well of Santino Panico. With the fair catch is your friend game, the safe approach, which being safe may have led some to trusting special teams a little bit more. Do you trust that this will be another week that special teams either will be even or better than the opposition? Last week, the kickoff coverage was good for Nebraska. Three times Michigan returned a kickoff and didn't make it to the 25-yard line. But once again, waving your hand in the air was the safe play to go with. This is an amazing stat. When next week, when we do a full breakdown after 8 weeks and try and figure everything out, because, of course, radio people have all the answers, Nebraska has fielded 38 punts against Nebraska this year. Nebraska has returned 7 punts this season. So of the 38 that have been attempted against Nebraska, Nebraska has elected to return 7 of those. Would you like to guess for how many yards? 7 punts have been returned by Nebraska this year. I'll help you here.
Okay.
So there have been 3 different punt returners. Samori Toure, Cam Taylor-Britt, and Brody Belt. Those 3 have combined for, and then there's a team punt return. So those 4, 7 punt returns for how many yards? We'll play the high-low game.
You're not asking me unless it's an incredibly low or an incredibly high number. I can immediately rule out incredibly high because I've watched the team this year. I will go 50 yards.
Bless you. I think people would take 7 punt returns for 50 yards right now because that would mean 7.1 yards per punt return.
Oh, no. I'm sure that team won is a large loss.
No, it was just a 3-yard loss.
Oh, a couple points on the scoreboard? Probably not factored into that stat line.
I'll give you another chance. It is significantly below what you just suggested.
Oh, goodness. 25.
At this point, people would take 25 total yards because that would be 3.4 yards per return.
15.
At this point, people would take that because that would be 2.1 yards per punt return.
5?
Oh, come on. You got to be better than that. 8 yards for punt returns this year. Wow. The longest punt return, Toure had a 10-yard punt return. But now that Oliver Martin is back there, everything is a fair catch. They are playing it safe.
I really try and play this hand carefully. May I pimp Iowa Western?
Sure. They're number 2 in the country.
Go look at Caden Wiegen. Not afraid to catch the ball. He's got speed. A little undersized, but he's fun to watch return punts.
I will pass that along because Eric Chenander will be recruiting at Iowa Western next week.
Yes. Please do. they need the help.
So Scott Frost alluded to the punt return game earlier in the week. And it's 2 straight weeks where the return specialists and punters and place kickers haven't caused you heartache. Pristup, his four punts against Michigan were for nearly 48 yards per punt. I don't know if the last 2 weeks make you immediately trust Nebraska's special teams, but it has become a special teams unit that is a little bit safer. And Nebraska hasn't attempted any field goals in the last 2 weeks. They haven't attempted a directional punt, but in the return game, everything is safe. It's waving at mom and dad up in the 80th row of the stands. No, 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 I'm not waving at you. I'm taking a fair catch. Fair catch is your friend. But something was mentioned by the head coach on Monday. At this point, being safe is okay. Would love to have a dynamic, big-time return for a touchdown. Either a kickoff or a punt, but there is nothing that says that's going to happen or you can trust it. After a comment by the head coach, I wonder if Oliver Martin doesn't immediately put his hand in the air, puts it in his pocket, returns a punt. It's a tricky place up there with the wind. The way that stadium is set up, the wind could be a factor. Don't force anything. We'll talk more tomorrow about, I mean, Nebraska should be able to move the ball through the air. Again, if the wind is an issue, which it has been in the past when Nebraska has been up there, that could lessen the reliance on a pass game that should have success for Nebraska. Adrian Martinez should be in sync with his wide receivers. That's an area which I like for Nebraska to be able to exploit against Minnesota. Minnesota on the ground is pretty stout. They've only given up 80 rush yards in the last three games. It's not like they're going against the 83 Nebraska rushing attack, but still 80 yards in three games is 80 yards in three games, and they're one of the top five rush defenses in the country. But the other end of it, they give 371 to Purdue. It's be a day to chuck the ball over the ballpark, make your yards on the ground, running the option, but the wind will, it seems to always have a factor in that stadium the way it is configured. All right, Joe Bart from RotoWire is coming up next. We'll do a little fantasy football ahead of week six tonight between the Bucs and the Eagles. The Bucs are a touchdown favorite. Tom Brady trying to put together another big, big night. I need him to have a big night. I've never gone 0-6 to begin the year in a fantasy football league, and I will quit. I will sell the team to the highest bidder if my fantasy football team is 0-6. And I got a good team. You know, but guys get injured. Or they forget that Tyreek Hill can catch the football down the field and maybe throw it to him, Mahomes, 25, 30 yards down the field that ends up in the end zone. All right? It's just the simple things I ask. It's just the little things. Just win the game against Washington, but also help Tyreek Hill. All right, Joe's coming up next on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone. Speaking of week six, it begins tonight. Good weekend slate. FanDuel Sportsbook wants to give you and help you get the most out of every play. They're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. So why not start off with tonight's game? All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay, three legs or more. And if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel is going to pay you back up to $10. This is a deal you can't beat. So start thinking about the Bucs and the Eagles and how we'll put together a same-game parlay. What about the spread? Bucs are a touchdown favorite. Well, let's look at the money line. Tampa Bay hasn't been great against the spread this year, just 2-3. But on that money line, and then Tom Brady's over on his passing yards. Or look at his passing touchdowns. The number is 2.5. I say go over. Put all that together. Remember who you love and win your same game parlay bet. Start your week right with FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook. Just make sure that you lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. Now, if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Just sign up today with promo code Gary162 to also receive 30-1 enhanced odds on the Thursday night matchup. Win $150 on a $5 bet. That's promo code Gary162 so they know I sent you. 21 over, present Iowa. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit. Expires in 7 days. Maximum refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. If you have a gambling problem, I've got a number, 1-800-BETS-OFF.